Saturday in July. Real quick, just had a thought, figured I might as well share it with everybody in the group here. Maybe it'll help somebody out, at least on a legal matter or a legal note in regards to what you're actually doing when you're saying things like this. Of course, my phone, I forgot to put on vibrate, so it's going to beep and buzz the whole time that I'm doing this video. Try to lower the air in here. Now listen, I can't tell how many times I have been stopping a vehicle, and the person told me, oh, I don't have my ID on me, which is obviously a red flag to begin with. But then people would say things like, well, I have my ID. It's in my backpack in the trunk. It's in my pocketbook in the trunk. It's in a bag in the trunk of the car. And I'd watch newer police officers, probably myself when I was newer too, go, oh, all right. Well, why don't you just hop on out and get that backpack out of the back of your car. Get that ID for me. Well, here's the reality. You're literally inviting somebody to access an area of the car where they might be concealing a weapon. So how do we fix this, right? How about say to them this? Look, sir, if it's in the back of the, it's in your trunk of your vehicle or it's in a bag where you can, where you have to reach for it, I would like to check that area before you go back there. Would you give me consent to search of that area? Because the reality is if you're going into an area where you're not allowed to search, i.e. the trunk, you're going to have to request consent. Now, for New Jersey police officers, and I would advocate this for a lot of police officers, the advision or the advisory of the right to refuse is always a good thing that the courts are going to take into circumstances when deciding whether or not the consent was voluntary. Even though your courts may not require it, several states' case law have said that is something they'll consider when they're reviewing or the analysis of whether the consent was considered voluntary. So you just can't just go, well, before you get your bag out, I'm going to check your trunk for weapons. You don't get that automatic right because there are IDs in the trunk of the car or in a bag somewhere. You do get the ability to ask for consent to search. And that's what I would advise you to do, because when you just decide you're going to go search something without getting consent or having probable cause, because it may be a the way you've always done things there, that's going to fall flat on its fucking face in court. And you're going to say, well, that's how we always did it here. That's how my field trainer taught me. That's what my sergeant said to say. That's how it's been done 20 years. That doesn't hold up in court. So if somebody is saying that to you, first of all, be very smart. And you know what? To be honest with you, if they're now refusing the search, the consent search of the trunk of their vehicle or whatever bag that they're going to be digging their hands into, but possibly reaching for a weapon, you know, take that into account. Play it smart. Use your brains. Maybe just collecting their information and going back and running them for warrants to see if they're giving the proper information. So think about that. Think about the realities of jobs and things you have to follow in this job. And I understand that a lot of people haven't done it that way. And sometimes things, I've done that before. We found something. Nothing ever came of it. Yeah, I'm aware. And I've advocated, I'm parking my car at the same time. I've advocated, you know, hundreds of times in classes and in this group. Guys, just because you got away with it last time doesn't mean you're going to get away with this time, right? People say, well, how does this stuff happen? How does nobody in the court system pick up? How does the defense not know? How does the prosecution not know? How does the judicial branch not know? The judges? The reality is because nobody knows. Nobody's read case law. I'm telling you, I've been in situations where I've had to advocate and explain to every person in a courtroom on behalf of the police officer, or giving police officers the fuel and the language, right, to go forward in court and have to educate the entire courtroom as they were going to improperly submit a ruling or give a ruling based on nothing other than what they thought was proper. But there's facts we have to follow as law enforcement officers, and it's in case law and it's in the law. So you have to follow those facts and those circumstances. These little things that we do as cops, which we think are okay, like routine pat frisks, they're not good. You're going to have yourself suppressed and open yourself up to litigation. So the more you know, when I read case law, I've been reading Texas case law all day. I'm excited to go to Texas and like just change everybody's world. And 90 plus people are going to be in class in Texas on Monday and Tuesday. If you're in the Austin area or you're close to it, don't miss out, right? This is not a right hook where I'm not getting back to Texas till 2020. My schedule is solid personally, mine, without, not talking about the other instructors. My personal schedule is booked till 2020. Me and the missus having baby number 4. I cannot take any more classes on that are flying away to different places, 4 or 5 hour flights. I have to do things which are in the area of where I live here in the state of New Jersey. So take all this stuff I'm telling you into an account. Don't get mad at me. I want to see you do better. If you're insecure, take out your little insurance ID card. On the back, they usually have a website you can go to seek mental therapy. You can pay the $5, $10, $15 copay, whatever your unions have negotiated for you. Maybe it's time to start seeing a therapist and say to yourself, you know what, this guy really is trying to help us. But I don't like it because it makes me feel insecure because I haven't read a piece of fucking case law my whole career. I've been doing it this way and I don't like change. And this sounds like a bunch of malarkey. Well, just prove me wrong, man. You proved me that that advice was wrong. A guy asked me this morning about some advice and I said, look, dude, in these circumstances, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You should always ask for consent. It is a safety net. It'll show that you were, you know, you're being diplomatic and you weren't sure. So you took the safe route and the legal route, ensuring that the defendant had knew all his rights and blah, blah, blah. And I go, I don't give advice. I'm not saying it couldn't have gone that way. But why even risk it? I don't give advice that gives you the slight possibility of having issues. There is no gray area of the law when you know exactly what you can do. And at least taking precautionary measures and doing things properly based on historical cases that have come out and historical experiences of thousands of police officers in this country, you know how to act properly and how to do things in a proper fashion. That goes for everybody across this country. Enjoy your Saturday. I'll be in Austin tomorrow. I'm souped.